Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, present... Makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar welcome you to curtain time. Once again, the lobby is jammed with theatergoers decked out in their summer finery. And here, eager for the first act, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what's tonight's play like?
Well, it's a salty, seagoing comedy, Myron. One I'm sure you'll like. But there's the overture, so we better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seats 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, these are fine seats, but the lights will be dimmed in a moment, so let's glance through the program. Harry Elders is on vacation tonight, so we've arranged to have as our special guest star a young lady who has been heard on many Hollywood radio shows and was last seen on the stage with Tallulah Bankhead in Noel Coward's Private Lives, Miss Buff Cobb. Tonight's play by Joseph B. Fox is entitled Grand Slam on the Nancy Bee. Miss Cobb stars in the role of Debbie Randall, and Charles Flynn is featured as Jason Whittier.
Curtain time!
There's the call for the first act of Grand Slam on the Nancy Bee. Well, the scene is a New York apartment occupied by Debbie Randall, the bridge expert, where she lives with her Aunt Clarissa, a writer of children's stories. Debbie, in high spirits, is just entering.
Aunt Clarissa! Aunt Clarissa, where are you?
Coming, Debbie. Just hold your horses.
Addie, I
just got in myself.
What?
Been down to Stacy's book department again, autographing my latest brainchild for the dear little kiddies. Ooh, I'm exhausted.
But look, Addie, I've got it.
What?
My book.
Oh.
Here, look at it, fresh off the press.
The Bridge to Success in Your Bridge Game by Deborah Randall.
Isn't it beautiful? And now I, too, am a writer like my famous aunt.
Your book's marvelous looking, dear. But now that it's ready to go on sale, you, young lady, are going to take a rest.
Well...
If you don't, you'll soon be able to chin yourself on the rings under your eyes.
I know. I look like the Queen of Spades who's had a hard night on the swing ship.
You certainly do. And that reminds me, we're going on a cruise.
We are?
Yes. I wired today for reservations.
Well, now that my book's published, I guess I can take a little time off. Where are we going, Addie? Bermuda, the West Indies?
This time, Debbie, we're going to see America first. We're taking a windjammer cruise.
A what?
Here, read this folder.
Cruise under sail on a 3-masted schooner the way your forefathers did.
Mm-hmm.
Feel the salt spray of the open sea in your face.
The open sea.
Thrill to the sun-filled days and enchanted nights on the beautiful sailing schooner. The Nancy Bee leaves Saybrook, Connecticut every Wednesday for a 6-day cruise down Long Island Sound and out into the blue Atlantic for quaint Nantucket Island.
Shiver me timbers.
Apply Captain Jason Whittier, Saybrook, Connecticut. Aunt Clarissa, this sounds wonderful.
Debbie, it's just what we need.
The Nancy Bee. I even like the sound of it. And the name of the skipper, Jason Whittier. I'll bet there's an old salt for you.
Oh, sure. Right out of Moby Dick.
Mm-hmm. Chin whiskers, weather-beaten face, and a Yankee twang you could cut with a knife.
Of course.
Well, Annie, what are we waiting for? Ahoy, mate. We're off to sail the briny deep. Is Addie tied up to the wall?
Mm-hmm.
See, it says Nancy B on the front.
Bow, darling, not front. We may as well get nautical.
Oh, but not too nautical.
Well, your great-great-grandfather was captain of a China clipper.
Yes, dear, but doesn't that boat look very small to be sailing the open sea?
Oh, nonsense. And, Debbie, there's a man going aboard the Nancy B now. Yoo-hoo, my good man.
You calling me?
Yes, I am. Just a minute, please. Can you tell me where I can find the skipper of the Nancy Bee?
Yep.
I'll bet you're the captain.
Why?
Well, you've got chin whiskers and...
Have had for nigh under 40 years.
Then you're Captain Jason Whittier.
Nope.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, look, Debbie, let's dispense with this monosyllabic dialogue and find the skipper. My good man, evidently you're connected in some way with the Nancy B, and don't ask me why.
I'm the first mate. Name's Potts.
Well, Mr. First Mate, will you take us to the skipper?
That's him there with his back to you, leaning against the pier.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, no, we're not going through that routine again. Come on, Addie, let's talk to the skipper. Maybe he uses two-syllable words. I beg your pardon.
Yeah? Something I can do for you, lady?
Are you Jason Whittier, the captain of the Nancy B?
That's right, but what's the idea of staring at me like that?
Well, I thought, that is,
I... expecting a much older man with chin whiskers and a Yankee twang.
Oh, Addie, please.
Well, sorry to disappoint you. If you'd let me know sooner, I might have been able to grow the whiskers. As for the Yankee twang...
I'm Deborah Randolph, and this is my aunt, Miss Clarissa Randolph.
How do you do?
We have reservations to sail on the Nancy B.
Oh, yes. I got your wire yesterday. Didn't you get my reply?
No. No, we didn't.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you were a little late.
Late?
The only accommodations I have left are... Well, I'm sure you and your aunt won't like them, Miss Randolph.
And why won't we like them, Mr. Whittier?
It's Captain Whittier.
Very well. Captain Whittier.
Miss Randolph, I have two bunks in the hold aft next to the rudder. They were originally put there for some of the crew. If you want...
We do.
Haven't you anything better, young man?
I just...
Something on A deck. An outside stateroom with bath.
Miss Randolph, my ship is the Nancy B, a three-masted schooner, not the Queen Mary. I'm sure neither of you will find the accommodation suitable.
Why not?
Well, to be perfectly frank, I don't think you're the type to enjoy traveling on a sailing vessel, Miss Randolph.
Well, have you known my great-great-grandfather sailed the seven seas?
Well, maybe he'd like the accommodations, but I still think you won't.
Why, you insufferable, overbearing... Do you know who I am?
Why, yes, you're the great-great-granddaughter of a man who sailed the seven seas.
Oh, honestly, I...
Young man, my niece is one of the foremost bridge authorities in the United States.
Oh, so you build bridges, Miss Randolph.
No, I play bridges.
With blocks, no doubt.
I mean, I teach people the finer points of a game called bridge. A game that requires intelligence and tact, Captain Whittier.
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
Well, that's very interesting. But if you'll excuse me, I have to go aboard ship.
Hold on there, Davy Jones.
Yes?
We came down here from New York to sail on the Nancy B, and that's just what we intend to do.
Okay, if you want those bunks near the rudder.
I'd take them now if they were on the rudder.
All right. But something tells me you're not going to like this, Miss Randolph.
Is that so? And why do you say that?
Well, there's an ocean of difference between a deck of cards and the deck of a three-masted schooner. I only hope you haven't overbid your hand.
The Curtain Falls on the third act for tonight's Curtaintime Play, starring Buff Crumb and featuring Charles Flynn. And now, Myron Wallace. No matter what kind of work we do, at home, at the office, anywhere, there comes a time in the middle of each day when all of us crave a little rest and pleasure. And one way that you can always be certain of truly delightful satisfaction and enjoyment is by treating yourself to the taste thrill of the new Coconut Ping Bar. For this luscious new candy treat is always a pleasure. With that sweet dark chocolate coating over a really thick layer of the finest fresh white coconut and a creamy, rich, soft nougat center. There you have the rare treat of candy at its finest, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. For a real taste thrill, try the new Coconut Ping. For the second act of Grand Slam on the Nancy B, brought to you by the makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar. When Debbie Randolph and her Aunt Clarissa decided to take a cruise on a windjammer, they hardly expected to find a modern, youthful captain like Jason Whittier. They also expected better accommodations. Well, the Nancy B is still in the harbor, and the two women are down in the hold, aft and next to the rudder. They're both rather unhappy, especially Debbie.
Oh, honestly, Addie, I can hardly see a thing down here.
Well?
That light bulb is small enough for a Christmas tree. And what's that creaking noise?
I don't know, Debbie. I just hope it isn't alive.
Well, it shouldn't be. This place is like a tomb.
Debbie, maybe we can still call this whole thing off and go back to our lovely air-conditioned apartment in New York.
And let that 20th century Captain Bly get the best of me? I should say not.
He is good-looking, isn't he?
He has all the makings of a pirate.
But a handsome pirate, dear. Of course, I know he's not what you expected, but that should be in your favor.
Oh, hush. Now, where the dickens can I hang my clothes?
Why, on those wooden pegs above your bunk.
Oh, dear.
And, Debbie, if you've got any dungarees with you, I'd get them out.
I know. As Captain Kidd said, this is not the Queen Mary.
Well, ladies, I trust you're getting everything shipshape here in your cozy quarters.
You mean our black hole of Calcutta?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I would. What's more, you should supply us with miner's lamp so we can find our way around down here. And what's that horrible squeaking noise? Can't you get rid of it?
Not very well.
Why not?
Well, that's the creaking of the rudder you hear.
The rudder?
Yes, and the rudder's a very essential part of a ship, Miss Randolph.
Then we're going to have that noise grating against our ears for the entire voyage.
Oh, it gets worse as we get underway.
Worse?
Mm-hmm. And we're about to get underway right now, so I came down to collect your pet.
Good heavens, we haven't even moved from the dock and you want to get paid.
Just a matter of policy. It'll be $100 apiece.
$100 for this dungeon? I told you, Aunt Clarissa, he is a pirate.
Yes,
it's
but...
not too late to turn back.
We're not turning back.
Very well.
Here's your money.
Thank you.
You'd better count it.
Oh, I will. But I'll wait until I get up on deck. The light's better.
Well, I never.
And, ladies, as a special treat, you can eat at my table tonight.
How charming.
I have mess at four bells.
Four bells?
That's 6 o'clock in landlubber's language.
Oh,
well, see you at chow time. And make yourselves at home, because we're just one big happy family aboard the Nancy B. More salad, Miss Randolph?
Thank you, Captain. Aunt Clarissa, salad?
No, thanks, Debbie.
Mr. Pott, salad for you?
Nope, never cared for that rabbit food. Well, as I was saying, we was rounding Cape Horn under full sail. I'm at the helm when not 100 yards off the port bow I sighted this strange sea monster. Looks like a whale, I says, at first. But then I took another look. No, I says, ain't a whale.
You mind passing the butter, Mr. Pott?
Huh? Butter? Oh, no, here you are. Butter will make you fat. You better watch it.
I shall.
Well, where was I?
You just sighted a sea monster, Mr. Potts, but I don't think either Miss Randolph or her aunt are interested right now.
The eight?
Maybe later.
Oh.
Isn't this ship beginning to pitch and roll a bit?
Oh, this isn't anything. We're only in the sound now. Where do we hit the ocean off New London?
Oh.
Clarissa, you're not eating anything.
Well, probably just a touch of mild air.
Looks more like seasickness, if you ask me.
But she didn't ask you.
Well.
And for your information, seasickness and mild air are the same thing.
Well, it looks like she's got it, whatever it is. Here, lady, have some more cream codfish. Best thing in the world for seasickness.
Please.
Go ahead, take a big gob.
See here, you ancient mariner. If you push that nauseating mess under my nose again, I'll draw and quarter you.
Addie, you're getting positively green.
I know. Well, I don't like to be facetious, but right now I have a strange feeling I'm going to take the rest of this trip by rail, so if you'll excuse me.
Sure thing.
I'll come with you, Addie.
No, dear, you stay. At a time like this, I want to be alone.
Now look what you've done, Captain Whittier.
Huh?
You've made my aunt seasick.
I made her seasick.
She should have had that cream codfish, miss. Put a lining on her stomach.
Mr. Potts, you'd better go up on the bridge and relieve the watch.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now, let's get this straight, Miss Randolph.
I beg your pardon, Captain.
I gave you and your aunt plenty of opportunity to leave this ship before we sailed.
Well, that doesn't...
I generally handpick my passengers, and they're people who like the sea and are good sailors.
Which we are not. Is that it?
It is. Only now it's too late to do anything about it.
Well, it's not too late to turn back and put us ashore.
Miss Randolph, the Nancy B is bound for Nantucket Island, and we're not changing our course for you or anyone else.
Why, you bully. If I were a man, I'd...
You'd take my orders. I'm master of this ship, and while we're at sea, my word is law.
Is that so?
Yes. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a ship to sail, and I can't be bothered with squeamish, unreasonable women. ¶¶
I'm so furious I could
chew nails, Debbie.
Yes.
Oh, honestly, that rudder's giving me the shudders.
I'm sorry. Do you feel any better, dear?
I feel like Tennyson when he said, "And may there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea."
Can I get you anything, Auntie?
Yes. A nice plot of ground. The way I feel now, I don't care whether I walk on it or get buried in it.
Well, if that Captain Whittier thinks he can do this to us...
Oh, darling, he's done it.
Well, he's not going to get away with it.
No?
The way he's cooped us up down here, you'd think we were galley slaves.
Even galley slaves weren't put this far down in a ship.
Oh, poor Auntie. And there he is, sitting up in his nice, cool captain's cabin. Say, wait a minute.
Now what?
Of course, why not?
Debbie, don't tell me this old Devil Sea is making you delirious.
Auntie, I have it.
Remember, I'm counting on you to pull me through this.
And I will. Come on, let's pack our bags. We're getting out of here.
Debbie, don't be silly. This is a ship. Outside is a lot of ocean, and I didn't bring my water wings.
You won't need them. We're taking over new quarters.
New quarters?
Yes, the captain's cabin.
But, Debbie, you're mad.
Auntie, I've never been saner. It's simple.
My dear girl, you
just... While he's up steering the boat, we'll just take over his cabin, bolt the door, and presto, we're in.
Up to our neck.
Well, what can we lose? Anything's better than this seagoing foxhole.
Okay. Deal me in.
Listen to him, Auntie.
I am.
Randolph, if you don't open the door immediately, I'll have you put in the brig.
Well, our modern Blackbeard seems to be in a tizzy, Aunt Clarissa.
He's not fooling, either.
Open up in there.
Oh, is that you, Captain Whittier?
You know darn well it is. Open up.
Well, I'm sorry, but Aunt Clarissa and I have retired for the night. Your bed is much more comfortable than those bunks we had in the hold.
You mean you two females are in my bed?
Yes, Captain. So run along now like a good boy and sail your ship. Put out the light, Auntie.
Yes, dear.
Good night, Auntie.
Good night, Debbie.
Good night, Captain Whittier. Pleasant dreams.
Miss Randolph, this is mutiny on the high seas.
Oh, no, not really.
Unbolt this door.
Oh, go shiver your timbers and sit on a mizzen mast, you salt-frayed sea dog. And I do mean dog.
You're going to regret this, Miss Randolph. I'm going now, but I'll be back. And as another sea captain once said, I have just begun the fight.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Buff Cobb and featuring Charles Flynn, here is Myron Wallace.
You know, Pat, refrigerators are wonderful inventions.
Of course they are, Myron. But what made you think of that all of a sudden?
Well, without refrigerators, candy lovers could never enjoy that luscious summer treat of the new coconut ping bar, chilled. And a chilled ping bar is a real treat, Pat. For that sweet, dark chocolate coating becomes icy cold and crisp over a thick layer of fresh white coconut and cool, smooth nougat. All combined to give you a rare taste blend you can find only in a chilled ping bar. For a real taste thrill, try the new coconut ping.
For the third act of Grand Slam on the Nancy B, brought to you by the makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar. Debbie Randolph didn't like the quarters assigned to her on the Nancy B by Captain Jason Whittier. So, while Jason wasn't looking, she took over his quarters, bolted the door, and went to bed. Well, it's now early the next morning. Debbie, awakened by a strange sound, calls to her aunt.
Auntie! Aunt Clarissa, wake up!
Oh, Debbie, why did you wake me? I was having the most beautiful dream. Columbus and I just discovered land.
But Aunt Clarissa, someone's outside trying to pry open the door.
Oh, dear, here we go again. Moving day for the Randolphs.
Who's out there?
You'll find out as soon as I rip this door off.
Rip the door off? Don't you dare! Oh, Auntie, he's...
There we are. At last we meet again, Miss Randolph.
Don't you take another step in here, Captain Whittier.
Then you and your aunt come out, or else.
Or else what?
Or I'll come in and carry you out.
Oh, no, you stay right there. We'll come out.
Okay. I'll wait outside.
Auntie, it looks as though our lease has expired.
I know, dear. I'm packing already. Here, I'll turn on the light.
Auntie!
Debbie, don't do that.
But your face, it's awful.
Now, darling, please, this is no time to be critical of your dear old auntie.
I mean, your face, it's all splotchy.
What?
Here, take a look in the mirror.
Oh, good heavens. I'm all spots.
Yes. You look like a leopard in Technicolor.
All right, throw the gab in there and get out here on deck.
Captain Whittier.
What is it now?
My aunt, she's got something wrong with her.
I know, a vacancy in the crow's nest.
Oh, now, please be serious. Come in here.
Okay.
Look at Addie's face.
Well, slow me down. It looks like spotted fever.
Is that bad?
Look, you two stay right here. I'll be right back. I'm going to get the ship's doctor. Oh, doctor!
Addie,
doctor!
You'd better get back in bed.
All right, Debbie, but promise me one thing. Don't bury me at sea.
Oh, Addie, don't.
She's right in here, doctor. There she is in bed.
Well, now, what do we have here?
You tell us.
Well, here's the patient. We'll stick out your tongue. Now your pulse.
Can't you say anything but,
Captain, I have to ask you and this young lady to step out on deck with me.
Okay, doctor. Come along, Miss Randolph.
Debbie, don't leave us. I'll be right back, Auntie.
Now, tell me, Miss Randolph, has your aunt been around any children lately?
Children? Why, yes. Auntie writes children's books, and she's been autographing her stories for the youngsters at Stacy's department store for the past week.
What, Doc?
Yes, please, don't keep anything from me.
Your aunt, Miss Randolph, has contracted a contagious eruptive febrile disease.
Oh, poor Aunt Clarissa.
Commonly known as the measles.
The measles?
No kidding.
And, Captain?
Yes, Doctor.
Whom has the patient been in contact with aboard ship?
Why, her niece here, Mr. Potts, my first mate, and myself.
Then all four of you'll have to be confined to quarters.
Confined to quarters?
You mean the four of us together?
No. That won't be necessary.
Well, that's something.
You can have my cabin, Miss Randolph. I'll bunk with the crew.
Holy smoke.
And the entire ship will be under quarantine for 15 days.
But I'm supposed to reach port at Nantucket the day after tomorrow. This is only a 6-day cruise.
Captain, you know the rules of quarantine.
Oh, sure, but...
I'm sorry, but you won't be able to enter any port for over 2 weeks.
Good grief.
You'd better drop anchor somewhere out here. Well, now I've got to go get some medicine for the patient. See you later.
Miss Randolph?
Now, don't look at me that way, Captain. I had nothing to do with this.
Miss Randolph, I could be hanged from a yardarm for what I'm thinking right now. Do you know what this means?
Why, merely a temporary delay.
A temporary delay, she says. And because of this temporary delay, as you call it, my entire summer sailing schedule will be knocked into a cocked hat.
But I...
All my reservations will be canceled. At the end of the season, I'll be broke.
Captain, what...
Miss Randolph, I've heard of women who were homebreakers, but you're the first one I ever met who's a shipbreaker.
Why so pensive, Debbie?
Oh, Aunt Clarissa.
We'll be docking at Saybrook in a few minutes. And after 18 days on this sick bay schooner, I won't even want to ride the Staten Island Ferry again.
Oh, I wish we'd never come aboard the Nancy B.
Oh? So your piratical Captain Whittier still refuses to hoist the flag of surrender?
All he's done for over 2 weeks now is either ignore or insult me. He's obstinate, stubborn, cantankerous.
Debbie, you've fallen in love with him.
I hate that man.
Debbie, when a woman says she hates a man with tears in her voice, she's lying.
Oh, hush.
Well, from the porthole here, it looks as if the good ship Nancy B had reached terra firma. Pick up your luggage, my dear, and steady your sea legs. We're going ashore, thank heaven.
Come in.
I, came to say goodbye and...
Yes?
Well, best of luck to both of you.
Best of luck to you, too, Captain.
Maybe I'd better go. I think I left something
No, wait. I have some good news about the Nancy B.
You You have?
Yeah, I just got a wire. She's being chartered next month by a group of people from New York.
Then those sailings you had to cancel don't matter now.
No, as a matter of fact, these people are paying me twice as much as I ordinarily charge.
Well, who are these seafaring money bags?
Well, the man who sent me the wire signs himself Amos B. Cullington. And guess what they're going to do?
All right, what?
They're going to hold a bridge tournament aboard ship.
I just think I'll go on deck. I need some fresh air.
Hey, what's wrong with Debbie?
Oh, never mind her. As an older person, Jason, I'd like to have a heart-to-heart talk with you, son.
Well?
Who do you think was responsible for that telegram?
Why, I don't know.
You also don't know that Amos B. Cullington is the country's foremost bridge expert.
Bridge expert?
Yes, and a very personal friend of my not-so-subtle niece, Debbie.
You mean Debbie arranged...
And now you're under full sail, Jason.
Excuse me, Aunt Clarissa. I'm about to make a launch.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Oh, there you are. Debbie? Come over here, away from the rail of the ship.
All right, Jason. Of course.
Now stand on your tiptoe.
Like this?
Uh-huh. Now, look up there at the top of the mast.
But I can't see the mast. The sun's in my eyes.
Not now, is it, Debbie? Oh, Debbie, my darling.
Oh, Jason.
Well, how was the launching, Jason?
Aunt Clarissa, Jason and I...
I know, Debbie. You're about to embark on the sea of matrimony. Well, smooth sailing, kid.
Excuse me, Captain Whittier, but I'd like a word with you.
Yes, Mr. Potts.
Mr. Potts, what happened? Your face is... Oh, no.
Yep, it's the measles. Well, looks like we're going to be quarantined again.
Oh, Jason.
Darling, don't take it so hard. This time you can teach me to play honeymoon bridge. On the bridge. Catch on?
Why, Jason Whittier, you old sea wolf.
Harry Elder's on vacation, our special guest star was Bob Carr. Charles Flynn was featured as Jason, and the supporting players were Viola Berwick and George Caesar. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Next Saturday, Curtain Time will present a romantic comedy entitled Contract for an Angel. Now, I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of the new Coconut Sing Bar present...
Curtain Time!
Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. I.Q., the Metal Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, for a real taste thrill, try the new Coconut King.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.